We've talked about bold prayers. We've talked about circling Jericho and the issues and the problems, the addictions, our obstacles. But, you know, the circling those things and praying about them and being intentional in our prayers. And last week we talked about being intentional while fasting. And I asked you to join me in fasting for 21 days starting last Sunday. And I hope some of you have been doing that. And you know, but we talked about being specific when we do these things. A lot of times we pray for things and then God, but we pray so generic and so random and so broad that when God meets the need or does what we've been praying that he does, we miss it. Oh, I'm glad that happened. Well, yeah, because you've been praying about it for 6 months. Well, I didn't think about that because I was praying such a broad prayer. So being specific about our prayer so that when God answers it, it's more clear to us that he's the one moving. And this morning we're going to move our focus just a little bit away from those things and talk about baptism. We're going to baptize some people at the end of service today. And baptism service is always exciting. It's always exciting for me to see people get baptized because of what baptism represents. But you know, sometimes I think we get confused and we get it twisted on what baptism represents. So this morning, we're going to look at that. I want to preface this by saying that being baptized doesn't make you more spiritual. It doesn't make you more holy. It doesn't give you a get-out-of-jail-free card. Getting baptized doesn't mean any of those things. You can't say, I got baptized, so now I'm good. If you aren't baptized, it won't keep you out of heaven. But getting baptized is not salvation. Just because you get baptized doesn't mean you'll make it to heaven. It's a separate thing. Baptism is a public profession of your faith. It means I've decided to follow Jesus. It means that I have repented. And I've decided to follow him and now want everyone to know. Several months ago, I was talking to an older individual and they were beside themselves because they had never been baptized. They had it confused. They thought baptism was salvation. And they were like, I haven't been baptized. If I die, I won't make it to heaven. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. That's not the reason you're not going to make it to heaven. I said, it's separate. We have to ask God. We have to repent. We have to ask God to forgive us. That's how we make it to heaven. We can't add other things into it. Baptism is a public profession of our faith. Salvation and baptism are not one and the same. The reason we get baptized is to follow in Jesus' footsteps, striving to be more like Christ. John the Baptist comes on the scene in Matthew chapter 3, and we see him baptizing people in the Jordan River. In verse 6, it says, and when they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. The people were confessing their sins, and they were being baptized as a simple, a fresh start, a rebirth, if you will. Acts chapter 19, verse 4 says, Paul says that John's baptism called people for repentance from sin, but John himself told the people to believe in the one who would come later, meaning Jesus. As soon as they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then Paul laid his hands on them and the Holy Spirit came on them and they spoke in other tongues and prophesied. He said, John's baptism called for repentance of sins. We believe that baptism is a public profession of our faith. We have accepted Christ as our Savior, and this is the public profession saying that we did this. We're being baptized now so that everyone will know that we are followers of Christ. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 says, then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John, but John tried to talk him out of it. I am the one who needs to be baptized by you. And he said, so why are you coming to me? But Jesus said, it should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven saying, this is my dearly beloved Son, who brings me great joy. Luke said the Spirit was in the bodily form of a dove. Mark records the same thing, that the heavens opened and a dove came to rest on Jesus. John verse 1 or chapter 1 verse 32 says, "Then John testified, I saw the Holy Spirit descending like a dove from heaven and resting upon him. I didn't know he was the one, but when God sent me to baptize with water, he told me, 'The one on whom you see the Spirit descend and rest is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I saw this happen to Jesus, so I testify that he is the chosen one of God." Jesus was baptized in water by John. By being baptized, we are following in Jesus' footsteps, right? Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." And if we are trying to be more like Christ, then this is something that we should do. If we're trying to follow Christ or being more like Jesus, which should be our goal, baptism is what we should want to do after we accept him as our Savior. As we repent, we should be looking towards baptism to show people we have made a turn and decided that we will follow Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 36 says, "So let everyone in Israel know for certain that God has made this Jesus, whom you've crucified, to be both Lord and Messiah." Peter's words pierced their hearts, and they said to him and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter replied, "Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you, to your children, and to those far away, all who have been called by the Lord our God." Then Peter continued preaching for a long time, strongly urging all of his listeners, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." Those who believed what Peter said were baptized and added to the church that day, about 3,000 in all. This happened. Peter is addressing the crowd directly after the upper room experience when the Holy Spirit fell on the 120. And Peter, the guy who couldn't stand up to a little girl just a few weeks before, stood before the multitude and preached the gospel. He quoted Joel chapter 2 when he said, "The last days God said he would pour out his Spirit on all flesh." There were 3,000 people that were added to the number that day. But what did Peter tell them when they asked, "What must we do?" He said, "Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God. Then be baptized." Baptism should show as a, it should follow an act of repentance, a turn to God. It should happen before. That turn to God or that act of repentance should happen before. It should be a precursor, but a baptism is not something that happens before repentance or before the turn to God. It should be after the fact. And sometimes I think we get it confused that when we get baptized, then that's when we're making the decision to be forgiven, asking God to forgive us in that moment. That's not it. We should add the act of repentance prior to being baptized. Baptism is a public profession of faith. It's a public profession of faith, meaning that the public should know. I know there are people that want to be baptized, and they don't want no one else to know that they're getting baptized. It's a public profession of faith. Being baptized doesn't mean that you are or will be perfect. It's not what it means at all. It means that you've repented and made a turn to God and that you're serving him to the best of your ability. Being baptized doesn't mean that you'll never fail or never mess up. Being baptized doesn't mean if you leave after you get baptized and live for the world that you're still going to make it to heaven because you're baptized when you're 12 years old. I can't find that in the Bible anywhere. If you can find it and come show me after, I'll believe it. It doesn't do that. This is a public profession of faith. This is saying, I have chosen to follow Jesus, and I'm going to follow him to the best of my ability. I may mess up. I may fail. I may fall, but I'm going to get up and continue to pursue him. That's what I'm going to do. And that's what doing this is saying. And it's not just, it's saying it to the people around you so that the people around you can hold you accountable. It's so that the people in this house can hold you accountable because you said, I'm choosing to follow Jesus. The Great Commission, Jesus told his disciples to go and make disciples and baptize them. Matthew 28:19 says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. As I said, we baptize because we're following Christ's steps. It's our public profession of faith that we have chosen to follow Christ. But it's also because Jesus told us to do it. He said, go and make disciples. Go and make disciples and baptize them. I like baptizing people. I enjoy it. There's a few that I wish I could hold under the water a little bit longer. But I like it. Because I've seen some of these kids. I've seen some of these students over the years. I've seen them get saved and God do something in their lives. And y'all don't know what's going on because y'all haven't seen it. But when we baptize them, then it shows everyone in the house God's doing something in their lives. I've seen adults the same way. I know God's done something in their life, but maybe you across the room, you don't know that God's done something in their life. And they decide to get baptized, and now you say, God did something in their life. A year ago in September, when we baptized 20-something people, that was exciting. That was exciting. I told Chelsea the only thing that I didn't like about that was I only knew about 16 that were getting baptized. The others showed up that night and told me they were getting baptized. I said, the only problem was there was two that I didn't know their names at all. I know their names now. They had been coming for a couple weeks, but I hadn't been the one that prayed with them. Someone else had, which is good. I don't have to be the one that prays with you every week. I don't have to be the one that prays for you when you come to the altar. There are other qualified people that can pray with you and believe with you for what God needs to do in your life. But I liked it because I said God has done something in each and every one of their lives. And I've seen God continue to move in their lives and continue to do things in their lives. We have some students that are going to get baptized today. God has been working in their lives. And I'm believing for him to continue to work in their lives. But before we do that, I want to give an opportunity to repent. The scripture says that the call to baptism is a call of repentance. Peter told the people that they each must repent of their sins and turn to God. If you've accepted Christ as your Savior, I'm happy. If you've accepted Him and haven't been baptized, I encourage you to think about it. We got room today. But if you haven't accepted Him, I want to pray with you today. So I'm asking everyone that would to stand to your feet. Lord, I just thank you for the people that are in this room. Lord, I thank you for these students and these ones who have decided that they want to take the next step in being baptized, that they've turned to you, that they've turned their hearts to you, that they've repented, and they're attempting to follow you with everything that they have. And Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, I thank you for them taking that step to say, this is the next step. This is the next step. And Lord, I just pray that today that you just continue to move. That you continue to move and you continue to touch, God. Lord, if there are people in this room that they don't know you today, Lord, I pray that they get to know you. Maybe you're in this room and you don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Maybe you've been coming, but you've never truly accepted him as your Savior. You say, today, I want to do that. I want to just invite you to come to this altar. I want to pray with you. I want to believe with you. You say, I'm not where I need to be with him, but I want to get right with him. I don't know him as my personal Lord and Savior, but I want to. I want to invite you to come. I want to pray with you today. I want to pray with you today. Lord, I just thank you right now. I thank you for what you're doing in the house. And Lord, I just pray that you just continue to move in this place. If you are being baptized today, I want to ask you to get ready. We're going to start that in just a few minutes. If you're not, maybe you weren't planning on it, but you decided you want to, we got extra towels. We can help you out. We can baptize you today. We're going to get ready for that. I ask you to hang around for just a few minutes.
You're going to be baptized if you'll go ahead and head up here.
We're going to baptize some people, and I'm excited about this. So I want y'all, after every one of them, we need a big ovation, right? All right. So the first one in, all right, it's Trinity. It's actually warm. Haley, have you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Okay. Here, you grab onto my arm. Haley, upon your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Reed, you want to say anything?
No.
Reed, you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
All right. Upon your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Marshall, have you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Okay. On your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Sarah, have you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
On your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm going to bow out and let Pastor Chris baptize the next one.
All right, we have Natalie here. Yeah, it's warm, isn't it? All right, Natalie, have you made the decision to follow Jesus with your whole heart?
Yes.
All right.
Put your hand up over your nose. We'll catch your nose. All right. According to your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Be patient. Wait a minute. Congratulate these that got baptized today as they come out. I don't know if they're going to come back out through that way. Father, we thank you for today. God, we thank you for the profession of faith that these people have made public today. God, I thank you for what you're doing in their hearts and in their lives. God, I pray that this moment would be a moment in time that they will remember. God, that they will remember when the times get hard. They will remember, God, that you are there. Lord, that this doesn't mean that they have to go and be perfect, but that they're going to go and they're going to continue to follow you. That they're going to chase after you, God, with their whole heart, their whole life. God, I pray that you would continue to move and you would continue to help these people grow in you, Lord, as they learn, God, as they spend time with you in your word and in prayer. God, I pray that you would just continue to move on their lives. Father, I thank you for today. God, I pray that you would bless our people. God, that you would keep them safe and protect them. Lord, I pray that you would be with them as they travel home and throughout the next week. God, I pray that you would just give them opportunities to share, Lord, who you are and what you've done in their lives with other people. God, we magnify you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So when they come, if they come, he did not tell me what the plan was. I don't know if they're going to come back in through that way, if they're going to go out and in and around. But it's an exciting day. Be excited for them, right? This is an awesome thing, that the decision that they've made in their lives. And, you know, watching these students, I'm always amazed to see. It's like you can see the wheels start to turn. And it's exciting to watch what God does in their life and how he begins to use them in life. So, bless you. Don't forget, if you're planning on coming to the new members class tonight, see us after church.
They're going to come out and around. They already are back in the gym getting changed. So catch them in the hallway as they come around. Lord, I pray that you touch these people, that you keep them safe as they travel to their homes and bring them back here safely. In your name we pray. Amen.